Tantor Audio presents Strong Mothers, Strong Sons. Lessons Mothers Need to Raise Extraordinary Men. By Meg Meeker, M.D. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Introduction. Janie was, to the outside world, the perfect mother. As an imperfect one, I envied her calm demeanor, her unflappable personality, and her devotion to her two children. She was the kind of mother who baked chocolate zucchini cake for her boys, boys who loved it because she'd taught them to eat and enjoy healthy foods. She packed their lunches every day, with organic snacks. She worked part-time in a bookstore, but got home each afternoon before school let out so she would be there when her sons Jason, 13, and Drew, 11, arrived home. She volunteered at her school's son for recess duty and as room mother, and even canned her own vegetables. She was the kind of mom the rest of us love to hate. I will never forget the tormented expression on Janie's face that early January morning in 2005. She came alone to my office to talk about her son Jason, despite the heavy snow, which always made driving in northern Michigan a harrowing experience. But she was desperate. When I opened the exam room door, I was startled by her ashen face. She looked exhausted. Not the usual, "I just had a terrible night's sleep" exhaustion, but a fatigue that had set in over many months. Something was clearly terribly wrong at home. "What's going on?" I immediately asked. "It's Jason," she said apologetically. "He's out of control. Jim can't handle him, and neither can I. I just don't know what to do." He was 13 at the time. I had known Jason since he was 2, and he had always been a hand.